第一节
Verse 1
耶和华对挪亚说你和你的全家都要进入方舟因为在这世代中我见你在我面前是义人
Genesis chapter 7 verse 1 Then the Lord said to Noah, Enter the ark, you and all your household.For you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time.
凡洁净的畜类，你要带七公七母；不洁净的畜类，你要带一公一母。
Verse 2, you shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens, a male and his female, and of the animals that are not clean, two, a male and his female.
空中的飞鸟也要带七公七母，可以留种活在全地上。
Also of the birds of the sky by sevens, male and female, to keep offspring alive on the face of all the earth.
因为再过七天，我要降雨在地上四时昼夜，把我所造的各种活物都从地上除灭。
Verse 4, for after seven more days, I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and I will blot out from all the face of the land every living thing that I have made.
挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。
And Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him.
第六节，当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，挪亚整600岁。
Verse 6, now Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth.
挪亚就同他的妻和儿子儿妇都进方舟，躲避洪水。
Then Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him entered the ark because of the water of the flood.
洁净的畜类和不洁净的畜类，飞鸟并地上一切的昆虫，都是一对一对的，有公有母，到挪亚那里进入方舟，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。
Verses 8 and 9, of clean animals and animals that are not clean, and birds and everything that creeps on the ground, there went into the ark to Noah by twos, male and female, as God had commanded Noah.
过了那七天，洪水泛滥在地上。
And it came about after the 7 days that the water of the flood came upon the earth.
我们再读马太福音第24章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 24.
新约圣经马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24 in the New Testament.
第36节。
Verse 36.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道。连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
44节，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Jumping to verse 44, for this reason you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when we do not think he will.
好，我们下面 再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们心里面何等的欢喜快乐。
Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are full of joy and delight.
因为我们可以在这里一同的在你的饼杯面前来敬拜你。
Because we were able to worship you before the table.
我们可以在你的家中和众圣徒一同来领略你的爱是何等的阔长深高。
Because we can marvel at the height and length and breadth and depth of your love with the multitude of the saints in your household.
感谢你这样的恩待怜悯你自己的教会。
We thank you for you're so gracious and merciful to your church.
无论外面是怎样的黑暗，怎样的一种混乱的环境。
Regardless of how dark and chaotic the external circumstances are,
你的恩典仍然托住你的教会，在这里为你做见证。
Your grace has been sustaining your church to bear your testimony.
等候你自己的降临。
Waiting for your coming.
主，我们感谢你，你是我们的盼望。
Lord, we thank you for you are our hope.
我们在你里面，我们心里充满了喜乐，充满了力量。
In you, our hearts are full of joy and strength.
你是那随着我们的灵磐石。
You are our spiritual rock that accompanies us.
你常常这样来扶持，来供应我们。
You constantly sustains and strengthens us.
你的信实是我们大小的盾牌。
Your faithfulness is our shield and our steward.
主，我们把敬拜、爱戴都归给你。
We give you worship and adoration.
早晨，我们在这里一同的在谦卑的等候在主的面前。
This morning, with all humility, we wait upon you.
你知道我们所有的软弱。
You know all our weaknesses.
你知道我们是何等的有限。
You know how limited we are.
愿你自己的圣灵在这里亲自来引导我们。
May your own Holy Spirit personally lead us.
让我们众人都被一个灵所感，都被带到你自己的面前。
So that the multitude can be baptized in one spirit to be brought into your presence.
愿你越过我们人所有的软弱，你在这里向我们说话，向我们施恩。
Surpass all the weaknesses of man and be gracious to us and speak to us.
你的同在就是我们里面的力量。
Your presence is our inner strength.
我们全心的来仰望你。
Our hearts look to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们刚才读的创世纪第七章这里讲到挪亚的故事。
Earlier we read about Genesis chapter 7 about the story of Noah.
我们读挪亚的故事的时候，我们知道这里神给我们看见一件非常重要的事。
As we read about the story of Noah, the Lord is showing us a very important thing.
我们的神，他乃是一个审判的神。
Our God is a God of judgment.
我们的神满了慈爱，满了怜悯。
Our Lord is full of loving kindness and mercy.
我们的神他这样的长久的忍耐我们。
Our love has this love that is patient.
他的恩典实在是这样的丰富。
And His grace is so abundant.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神实在是这样的爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, our God truly loves us so.
实在是神让我们在地上成为他自己爱的见证。
Truly, God enables us to become the testimony of His love on this earth.
但是挪亚的故事在这里特别告诉我们一件非常非常重要的事。
However, the story of Noah shows us a very important thing.
就是有一天，我们的神要审判这个世界。
Which is one day our God will judge this earth.
挪亚的故事是一个见证。
Noah's story is a testimony.
见证有一天我们的神要按公义审判天下。
Which testifies as to how one day our God will justify heaven and earth.
神要除去地上一切的邪恶。
He will remove all evil from this earth.
他要除去一切的死亡。
He will cast out all death.
一切的不义。
All unrighteousness.
所有一切不在基督里的都将被烈火消化。
All things that are outside of Christ will be consumed by this fiery fire.
我们的神是审判的神。
Our God is a God of judgment.
我们的神是公义的神。
Our God is a God of a righteousness.
他满了慈爱，满了怜悯。
He is full of loving kindness and full of
mercy. 他给我们许多的机会。
He's given us plenty of opportunity.
让我们今天能够来回转来归向他。
So that today we can return and repent and turn to Him.
他在那一直等候我们。
He is constantly waiting for us.
他在那里一直的在那里等候着拯救我们。
He constantly wait to save us.
他不愿意一个人沉沦，他愿意每一个人都能够悔改。
He doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to come into repentance.
但我们的神实在是一位公义的神。
Our God is truly a righteous God.
他是一位审判的神。
He is also a God of judgment.
他要审判全地。
He will judge the entire earth.
很多时候我们想到审判的时候，我们比较有负面的思想。
A lot of times when we think about judgment, we have these negative thoughts.
但是审判是积极的，弟兄姊妹。
However, there's also a positive side to judgment.
审判是荣耀的。
Judgment is also glorious.
审判是我们神工作的一个非常重要的部分。
Judgment is a very crucial element of the work of our God.
审判要带进神最后他工作的完成。
Judgment will usher in the final completion of his work.
有的时候弟兄姊妹买了房子以后，
A lot of times when our brothers and sisters have purchased a house,
房子是盖好了，
the house has been completed.
但是旁边有很多这些边角碎料，很多的垃圾垃圾。
However, around the house there are all these trash and scraps and fringes.
甚至那个路啊，还都是充满了泥土。
Even the road leading to your new house is full of dirt.
虽然好像有了新的房子，但是你住起来很不舒服。
Even though it's as if you have a new house, you don't feel comfortable living in the house.
审判就是把这一切的这些的所有的这个工作以外的所有的事物都把它清除出去。
Judgment is God removing all these things outside of His work away.
弟兄姊妹，当审判过了以后，
Brothers and sisters, after judgment is done,
你就看见神的荣耀的工作是那样的美丽，那样的吸引人。
You can see how glorious the work of God is, how beautiful it is and attractive.
那个时候就神的那一个所有的工作的那个美丽就显现了出来。
At that time, the beauty of the work of God will be fully manifested.
弟兄姊妹，审判实在是我们的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, judgment is our hope.
弟兄姊妹，审判是积极的。
Therefore, there's a positive side to judgment.
如果我们认识我们的神，
If we know our God,
我们知道我们神的作为，
If we know His works,
我们里面欢喜快乐的要等候神的审判。
Our hearts would be full of joy while awaiting for the judgment of God.
因为借着审判，神要完成他在历史历代所做的工作。
Because at the judgment, He will complete all His work throughout all generations.
这是非常非常荣耀的一件事。
This is a very, very glorious thing.
我们实在感谢神，我们今天每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女。
We truly thank God that every single child that's been saved by grace.
我们今天已经可以说脱离了这个洪水的审判。
We have escaped the judgment of the flood of the water.
我们已经脱离了那个永远灭亡的审判。
We have escaped the judgment of peril.
我们每一个神的儿女不会再站在白色大宝座面前受审判。
Every single child of His will not be standing before the great white throne for judgment.
但是我们作为神的儿女，有一天我们都要在基督台前显露出来。
However, as a child of God, we will be revealed at the judgment seat of Christ.
照着个人所行的，或善或恶，在主面前受报。
That each one may be recompensed for the deeds in the body, whether good or bad.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要站在主的面前。
Every single one of us will have to stand in the presence of the Lord.
我们都要站在基督的台前。
We all have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以我们不仅等候那一天的日子。
Do we not only wait for that day?
弟兄姊妹，就是今天神审判的工作也在我们的身上。
Even today, the judgment, the work of God's judgment is in us.
他借着十字架，借着圣灵，在我们身上做许许多多清除的工作。
through the Holy Spirit, through the cross, he does a lot of work of removing in us.
当然到那一天，那是整个的一个大清理。
On that day, it is major cleaning.
今天你知道，当你要住进那个房子的时候
，Today when you're going to move into your new house,
就是在建造的过程当中
，Even in the construction process,
为了要让这个建筑的过程更加的顺利，让我们能够在里面能够在那里居住
，In order to make the construction process smoother, so that we can feel more comfortable while we live in that new house.
今天神在我们生命中就做清理的工作。
Therefore, today God is doing the cleansing work in us.
我们那个在德国那边，我们有一个公寓。
We have an apartment in Germany.
那个时候，整个的建筑还没有盖好。
At that time, the whole structure was not built yet.
那么到处都是这个灰尘。
There's dust everywhere.
但是我们那一层的那个公寓已经做好了。
However, our apartment on our level was completed.
所以我们要住在里面的话。
So for us to live in there.
如果我们要在那里很舒服的住在里面的话。
If we were to live very comfortably in our house.
虽然整个的建筑还不能够清理的。
Even though you can't clean out the entire structure.
但是我们那个房间一定要清理的。
However, within the house, in the rooms, we need to clean it.
弟兄姊妹，审判是何等宝贵啊。
Therefore, judgment is very precious.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上不是有一首诗歌告诉我们说，神用他怜悯和审判支撑我们一生的年代。
There's a hymn that talks about how he used judgment and mercy to weave in our days.
所以刚才有弟兄见证说，今天是好像是感恩的日子。
Earlier, our brother said that this is a time for gratitude.
弟兄姊妹，为神的怜悯和恩典，我们真的感恩。
We truly are grateful to his mercy and his grace.
我们为他的审判更加的感恩。
We are furthermore grateful to him for his judgment.
因为借着他的审判，让我们蒙更深的怜悯。
Because through his judgment, we can receive even more mercy.
所以当我们来读这个第七章这一段圣经的时候
，As we read this passage in Genesis chapter 7,
我们这里看见挪亚，他好像至少在这里，他给我们看见他有两个启示。
We see that Noah had at least two revelations here.
神对挪亚说哈，他在神的面前是个义人。
Because the Lord said to Noah, I have seen you to be righteous before me.
其实在神的眼中哈，在那个时代，挪亚好像是个完全人一样。
In his generation, Noah was as if he is a complete man.
神都说他是个义人了。
Even God called him a righteous man.
一个义人还要不要进方舟呢？
Does a righteous man need to enter the ark?
我觉得挪亚里面真的非常的明亮。
So we see that Noah has a very bright revelation within.
神说他在人的当中，他是一个义人。
God told Noah, among men, he is a righteous man.
但他知道一件事。
But he knew one thing.
就算神说他是个义人。
Even though God called him a righteous man.
就算他在人中是个义人。
Even though he was reckoned as a righteous man among men.
但是他的义在审判面前是站不住的。
However, his righteousness could not stand before judgment.
神称赞他。
God praised him.
但他知道一件事。
However, Noah knew one thing.
若他不进方舟的话
，If he did not enter the ark,
他要落在审判的里面。
He would fall into judgment.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个启示。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, this is indeed a revelation.
在地上没有任何一个人能够靠着自己的义，在审判面前站立得住。
There is not one single man who can stand based on your own righteousness.
有的时候我们在传福音的时候，有些的朋友跟我们讲说，我们虽然比上不足，但是比下还是有余的。
A lot of times when we preach the gospel, and some gospel friends would say, well, I might not be as good as this person, but I'm better than these people.
至少我是在人类的所有的当中，可能是前1%到5%。
Maybe I'm in the top 1 to 5 percentile.
所以神要拯救那95%的，那差不多的。
Therefore, God is going to save the remaining 95% of human race.
挪亚是在当时那个世代唯一的一个神说他是义人。
In his generation, Noah was the only one that God called a righteous man.
挪亚里面非常的明亮。
However, Noah had a very bright revelation within.
没有一个人他自己的义、人的义能够在神的审判面前站立得住。
He knew that no one person by his own righteousness could stand before the judgment of God.
所以挪亚他非常非常乐意进到方舟的里面。
Therefore, Noah was delighted to enter the ark.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在神的面前，如果蒙一点恩典。
Brothers and sisters, if we have received grace a little bit before God,
可能今天神的这个圣灵在那里充满在我们里面。
Maybe the Holy Spirit is filling our heart.
我们在生命中好像把主耶稣好像显出来了一些。
Maybe in our lives we revealed a little bit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
甚至我们都觉得我们今天过了得胜的生活。
Even we might feel that we are leading a victorious life.
弟兄姊妹，你来到饼杯面前，你靠什么？
But how, by what do you come to the table?
你祷告的时候声音非常的响亮，因为我这个礼拜得胜了。
When you pray during table meeting, your voice was loud because you were victorious this past week.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到饼杯面前靠的是主的宝血。
However, we could only come to the table by his precious blood.
这个礼拜我非常的失败。
This week, I was full of failures.
该读的圣经都没有读。
I did not read any scripture that I'm supposed to be reading.
该发脾气的时候都发脾气了。
When I was mad, I threw a temper.
那我来到饼杯面前还敢不敢祷告呢？
When I come before the table, would I dare to pray?
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主面前靠什么？
When we come into the presence of the Lord, what are we relying on?
弟兄姊妹，其他地位都是流沙。
All other grounds are sinking sand.
只有主的宝血是磐石。
Only the precious blood of the Lord is the rock.
挪亚在这里有一个非常非常重要的启示。
Here Noah had a very important revelation.
纵然神说他所有人当中只有他一个义人。
Even if God told him that he was the only righteous person among men.
他知道他需要进方舟。
He still knew that he needed to enter the ark.
他所靠的不是他的义。
Because he did not rely on his own righteousness.
只有基督是他的义。
Only Christ is his righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常宝贵的一件事。
This is a very precious thing.
我想很多弟兄姊妹，我们里面都非常清楚。
A lot of our brothers and sisters clearly know this.
所以这让我们常常在主的面前，我们里面有信心。
Therefore, we have this faith in Christ.
我们可以抵挡仇敌一切的控告。
We can oppose all condemnation by the enemy.
我们是坦然无惧地来到诗人的宝座面前，得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
With confidence, we come before the throne of grace to receive help and to get mercy in time of need.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们得胜的一个非常重要的秘诀。
This is a very important secret by which we become victorious.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
你会发现挪亚还有第二个启示。
You notice that Noah had a second revelation.
你知道有些弟兄们他们在查这段圣经的时候，他们特别提醒我们。
A lot of brothers and sisters, when they were studying this passage, they particularly remind us.
他说这里面哈，这个神给挪亚两个命令。
Here God gave Noah two commandments.
进方舟。
Enter the ark.
然后呢，要去把那个地上的这些的牲畜，洁净的要七对，不洁净的一对，还有飞鸟。还有这些的昆虫都要带进方舟。
Also, you need to take with you every clean animal by sevens, and animals that are not clean, one pair, and all the birds of the sky, you need to take all of them into the ark.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见挪亚去抓老虎？
Did you see Noah trying to run out to capture the tiger?
他有没有去抓飞鸟？
Was he trying to catch the flying bird?
我觉得如果他真的抓飞鸟，在那个时代他很难的。
I personally feel that it was very difficult for him to capture a flying bird.
不是说他抓不住飞鸟。
It's not that he couldn't capture a bird.
我相信挪亚的这一个各方面都比我强多了。
I'm sure Noah is better suited than me to do a lot of these things.
但是挪亚有一件事他不太容易的。
But there's one thing that is not easy for Noah.
就是你要抓一对的话不容易。
Because you have to catch them in a pair. That would be quite difficult.
你怎么知道那是公的那是母的呢？
How do you know this thing is female and this is male?
你知道我们学生物的时候我们知道如果我们今天有一种特殊的眼镜、
We know that when we study biology and we have this special microscope
那么这一种的眼镜呢不是 microscope 就是一种 glass 就可以了那么就是你戴这个眼镜啊它是能够看见紫外线的反光的、
If you look through a prism you can see the ultraviolet light
你知道在紫外线底下那个公的那个比如说麻雀它就长得非常漂亮
You will see that in ultraviolet light, the male pigeon is very, very handsome.
那么这个母的呢，就是长得一般的。
The female pigeon do not look quite so good.
那么你就但那个这样的话，你就知道哦，我抓的是一对。
Then with that prism, you can see. Okay, I've caught a pair of pigeons.
在那个时候，挪亚哪有这些先进的技术呢
？But Noah did not have all this high technology in his generation.
而且地上所有的每一颗都要抓的。
And also, you have to catch all of them, everything on this earth.
有的时候我抓一对蚯蚓，真的我觉得很难的一件事。
I found it difficult to even capture a pair of earthworms.
我不知道挪亚要怎么忙法。
I don't know how busy Noah would be.
请问神给挪亚去抓这些动物用多少时间呢？
Do you know how much time God let Noah do all this?
700 days.
700 days.
70 days.
70 days.
只有七天呢。
God only gave him 7 days.
我不知道那个时候挪亚他这个在他的差不多600岁是吧？一个600岁的人怎么折腾？我不知道。
At that time, he was 600 years old, right? I don't know what kind of work he had to go through.
我现在还不到60岁。
I'm not even 60 years old.
这个礼拜就稍微折腾了一下，我都觉得我没有力气了。
I had to go through a few things this week, and I already felt I lacked strength.
我还是坐飞机折腾呢。
I'm just going through getting on the airplane.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现挪亚里面有个智慧？
Did you notice there's this wisdom within Noah?
挪亚有一个启示。
Noah had this revelation.
他如果要遵守神的命令。
If he were to follow the commandment of God.
他的秘诀就是进方舟。
His secret is to enter the ark.
是神使那些动物到挪亚那里去进方舟的。
God enabled the animals to enter the ark to Noah.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们觉得神的命令是非常难守的。
A lot of times we feel that it is very hard to keep God's commandments.
我记得有些弟兄姊妹跟我们讲说，他们最不喜欢读的书就是《约翰一书》。
Some brothers and sisters share that the book that they really don't like is First John.
他说那一个人呢没有经历。
Yeah, they feel like the author of that book lacked experience.
你知道在《约翰一书》里面第五章说，神的命令不是难守的。
Because in 1 John chapter 5, it says that it is not difficult to keep the commandments of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的向神认真过
，If you are serious before God,
你真的在神面前守过神的命令
，If you have truly tried to obey His commandments,
你觉得守神的命令容易呢，还是不守神的命令容易呢？
Do you feel it's easy to follow His commandments, or is easy to not to follow His commandments?
弟兄姊妹。有一些弟兄姊妹跟我讲说他们的经历守神的诫命是非常非常难的一件事圣经写错了
So some brothers and sisters share with me that the Bible was wrong It is very very difficult to follow the commandments of God
主说他的轭是容易的担子是轻的
Because the Lord said his yoke is easy and his load is light
我们觉得这都是好像讲道的人他们可以讲的
We feel like these are words only the preachers can preach about
虽然他们讲他们背后不知道那苦成什么样了
They could say all these words, but behind the scenes, who knows how bitter they are.
你别看他们在上面这么喊来喊去，其实他们很苦的。
Don't look at how they are so loud when they preach, but behind the scenes, they are in bitterness.
弟兄姊妹，我们读新约的时候，使徒保罗告诉我们说，在那加我力量者的里面，我凡事都能做。
When we read the New Testament, the Apostle Paul told us that through him who gives me strength, I can do all things.
弟兄姊妹，说到我们要住在主里面，
When we talk about abiding in the Lord,
说到我们能够进到与主的交通，
When we talk about entering into communion with the Lord,
很多时候我们觉得那是我们好像信主要多少年以后的经历。
A lot of times we feel like this is an experience that has to wait years and years and years after we believe in the Lord.
好像我们得在主里多么成熟以后，我们才能够慢慢的，好像有的时候，好像能够跟主碰一碰。
It is only as if we have to be in the Lord for many, many, many years, and then maybe sometimes we could maybe have a little bit of a meeting and touching with the Lord.
我们觉得这样的恩典是给特别少数的人的。
We feel like this grace is only bestowed on special people, minority.
至少不是给我这种小萝卜头的。
It's particularly not peon like me.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends and sisters.
你会发现哈，我们靠近主。
You know that when you draw near to the Lord,
我们觉得真的很难。
We indeed feel that it is difficult.
我们觉得真的有时想起来好像都不可思议。
It is like it is unimaginable.
但是挪亚在这真的他有一个启示。
However, Noah here clearly has a revelation.
他如果真的要去抓这些动物的话，我觉得六百岁的人。把腿跑断了，他真的吐血了，他也做不完的。
Noah being 600 years old, even if he uses all his strength, there's no way he can complete this assignment from God.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的命令。
But this is the commandment of God.
神给我们很多命令。
God has given us many, many commandments.
做丈夫的，你们要用基督的爱去爱你们的妻子。
Husbands, love your wives with the love of Christ.
你们做妻子的，你们要顺服你们的丈夫，好像这个教会顺服基督一样。
Wives, submit to your husband as if submitting the church submitting to Christ.
我们不敢读这个登山宝训的。
We don't want to read Beatitudes.
打你右脸，左脸要转过来的。
If someone strike you on the right face, you have to turn to the left.
让你的里衣给抢走了，还要给外衣。
If your inner cloak has been taken away, give him your outer garment.
已经被勉强走了一里，还要走第二里。
If someone forced you to walk 1 mile, walk another mile with him.
所以有的时候我们传福音呢，我们跟那个福音朋友去讲圣经的这一段，我们越过去。
So a lot of times when we preach the gospel with gospel friends, we skip over the beatitude.
我们怕真的有人真的上来打一下的，我们受不了的。
We are afraid that someone would come up and strike us, then we can't.Bear it.
弟兄姊妹，到底是我们的经历对呢，还是神的话语安定在天呢？
However, brothers and sisters, is it our experience that is correct, or the word of God is established in the heavenlies?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要的一件事。
This is indeed a very crucial thing.
因为我们真的盼望跟主更近。
Because we truly desire to be closer with the Lord.
我们真的盼望在我们生命中能够遵守主的命令。
We truly desire to follow His commandments in our daily lives.
因为只有遵守主命令的人才是在神的面前是遵守神旨意的人。
Because only when we follow His commandments are we following His will before God.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，人的美容都会过去的，唯独遵行神旨意的永远长存。
Because grass will wither and flower will die, but however, someone who follows the will of God, follow the commandments of God, will abide forever.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们就等着我们这些花草都过去吗？
Are we just waiting for flowers and grass to pass away?
难道我们的见证就是我们努力了，我们失败，我们又努力，我们又失败吗？
It's our testimony, indeed. We try and then we fail, and then we try again, and then we fail again.
我们有时候看不上那些根本对主的事情无所谓的人。
We of course a lot of times take it lightly esteem of people who do not take God seriously.
可是在我们内心深处，我们真的是不是有一个深深的叹息呢
？However, in the deepest part of our heart, do we also have this deepest sighing?
难道主的话说他的命令不是难守的，在我们怎么感觉正好相反呢？
Why would the word of the Lord say that it is not hard to keep His commandments, but our experience is totally contrary?
我们如果读亚伯拉罕的故事
，If we read the story of Abraham,
我们知道那个时候这个罗德呀，真的是对不起他的叔叔。
We notice that Lot indeed falls short in front of his uncle.
那么他呢就选了这约旦河的全平原。
He chose all the valleys of the river Jordan.
你要看地图的话，所有绿色地带的那个地，他都给选走了。
You see, if you look at the map, and Lot has chosen all the stuff that is green.
所有那个黄的颜色的那个地带都留给了他的叔叔。
All the areas that is yellow, he left for his uncle.
那么这个时候，神就向亚伯拉罕显现。
And at that time, at this time, God revealed Himself to Abraham.
那么跟他说的，神向他的应许。
And He also told Abraham His promise.
然后给他给命令。
Then God gave him a commandment.
所以你起来。
Arise.
纵横走遍这地。
Walk about the land through its length and breadth.
我读的时候，我就看亚伯拉罕怎么纵横走遍这地。
As I read that verse, I was thinking, how is Abraham going to walk through the land through the length and its breadth?
圣经上特别告诉我们，亚伯拉罕就起来。我说太好了，他就起来了。
And then Abraham indeed arose.
他就去希伯伦。
But he went to Hebron.
他就住在希伯伦。
He dwelled in Hebron.
主明明说你要起来，纵横走遍这地。
God clearly told him to arise and walk about the land through the length and the breadth.
亚伯拉罕像挪亚一样，里面真的有启示。
Abraham, like Noah, has revelation within his heart.
他不是就起来纵横走遍这地。
Abraham did not just arise and walk about the land through its length and its breadth.
他到希伯伦。
He went to Hebron.
我想我们听多了，我们都知道希伯伦那是讲到与神联合，那讲到进入与主的交通。
As we've all heard the preaching about Hebron, where how you can enter into union with God, to enter into His communion with Him.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为说好像我们住在基督里就什么都不做。
Brothers and sisters, don't think that if we abide in Christ, we don't do anything.
不要有这种错误的印象。
Don't have this false conception.
其实住在主里面，主带领我们做的比我们自己要做的不知道要成就多少的事情。
But if you abide in Christ, when the Lord leads you to do things, you will accomplish so much more times than what you would have done yourself.
我们如果读这个旧约，这可能时间缘故，我们再举一个例子，你就看见那个以利亚的故事，大家都有印象。
I'll just use one more example. Let's remember Elijah.
以利亚，我们知道他曾经在这个加密山上为神做了非常非常这一个好的见证。
Elijah used to bear very good testimony on Mount Carmel.
让整个以色列百姓让他们回转说，只有耶和华是神。
He led all the Israelites to return to God. Only the Lord God is the true God.
但是你知道那一个妇人耶洗别一句话，让以利亚好像一下子就软弱下去了。
However, the woman Jezebel, with her one sentence, caused Elijah to become weak.
那么他就逃到了这个神的山。
And he ran to the mountains of God.
你知道那边他听见微小的声音。
There he heard a small, still voice.
经过失败了。
He went through failures.
但他进入到与主的交通。
He entered into communion with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神让他做三件事。
Brothers and sisters, God told him to do three things.
让他去啊，告这个哈薛做这个亚兰王。
God told him to anoint Hazael as the king of Aram.
去告那个耶户做这个以色列王。
God also told him to anoint Jehu to be a king of Israel.
然后让他去告这个以利沙做先知接续他。
And he also told Elijah to anoint Elisha to as prophet to continue his ministry.
你要读旧约，你知道要去膏的话，就拿一小瓶油就去膏嘛，对不对
？If you read the Old Testament, you just take a little ointment of oil and then you anoint people.
你有没有？你都有可能我圣经读的不熟。我找了半天，我没有看见以利亚拿着小瓶拿小油去膏谁，没有，一个都没有。
Maybe I'm not familiar with the Bible, but I did not see Elijah taking a little jar of oil to anoint anyone.
他就去遇见伊丽莎。
However, he went to meet with Elisha.
他没有把一小瓶啪一倒，膏你了，代替我，好了。
He did not just pour a little bit of oil on Elisha's head and say, "You are anointed. Bye."
从此你就是先知了，我就不做了。
From now on, you're the prophet. I'm the one with the prophet.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现以利亚把他的外衣搭在以利沙的肩膀上
？Did you notice that Elijah threw his mantle on Elisha？
然后你就看见说，从那儿开始，以利亚好像你读圣经，他什么都没做。
And from that point onward, if you read the Bible, it's as if Elisha has done nothing.
但实际上，以利亚非常非常辛苦的。
However, Elijah has done a lot of things.
他从那天开始，他就陪伴这个年轻人。
From that day onward, he was accompanying this young man.
圣经上说，这一个以利沙常常倒水在以利亚的手上。
The Bible says that Elisha constantly pour water in the hands of Elijah.
如果以利亚不跟他生活在一起
，If Elijah were not to live his lives with Elisha,
以利沙怎么倒水在他的手上
？Elisha could not pour water into the hands of Elijah.
没有错，我们知道那是以利沙在那里学习服侍。
It is true, Elisha was learning how to serve.
当我们看见以利亚为了要成全神所拣选的器皿。
However, because Elijah wants to complete the vessel chosen by God,
他把他后面的所有的生命的所有的力量都放在这个年轻人身上。
He put all his strength and energy on this young man for the rest of his life.
陪着他走了多少的道路
？He accompanied Elijah for many miles.
跟他一起的生活，跟他一起的服侍。
He lived with this young man. He served with this young man.
多少的训练，多少的教导。
So much training and so much teaching and
多少的禁食祷告
，so much fasting and prayer。
就到最后，我也没看见他拿一瓶小油就倒在这个以利沙的身上。
Even at the very last moment, he did not put a little bottle of oil on the head of Elisha.
弟兄姊妹，进到方舟，住在主里面。
But brothers and sisters, enter into the ark and abide in the Lord.
绝不意味着。偷懒绝不意味着什么都不做。
Doesn't mean that you're a lazy bum and you do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，如果不住在基督里
，However, if you were not to be abiding in the Lord，
说实在的，做是错。
Whatever you do would be wrong.
不做也错。
Even if you do nothing, you're still wrong.
说一定过的。
If you say anything, it's wrong.
就太过了。
Oh, it surpasses your scope.
不说里面有责备。
But if you don't say anything, you have condemnation within.
弟兄姊妹，住在主里面，进入方舟，是我们侍奉的秘诀。
The secret of our service is to enter the ark and to enter the ark.
弟兄姊妹，进入方舟是我们得胜的秘诀。
Enter the ark is also the secret by which we lead a victorious life.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的一件事
！Brothers and sisters, this is such a precious thing.
这是主在十字架上为我们所成功的这个救恩所带给我们的福气。
This is the blessing by which his crucifixion has brought us in salvation.
从我们得救的头一天开始，弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的福气。
From the day first day we're saved, this is our blessing.
仇敌骗我们。
The enemy tries to deceive us.
觉着说你就得救就可以了。
It's just enough that you're just saved.
你等着吧。
Just wait.
等到你年老发白的时候，也许可以在方舟里面过两天呢。
Wait till you're older and your hair are gray. Then maybe you can spend 2 days.
今天赶紧去抓老虎。
Today, spend all your energy and chase after the tiger.
你至少抓两个蚂蚁回来嘛。
Or at least you can chase 2 ants.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说，今天许多神的儿女把这个次序给颠倒过来。
You see that these days, children of God has reverse the priorities of their lives.
我们觉着进入方舟是我们最后要做的事。
We always feel that to enter the ark is the last thing we need to do.
挪亚看见，如果要让神的旨意成就。
Noah saw that in order for the commandments of God to be accomplished.
如果他能遵守主的命令。
If he can, he has the ability to follow God's commandments.
弟兄姊妹，头一件事就进方舟。
The first thing Noah did is to enter the ark.
我们再读一下新约圣经约翰一书。约翰一书真的，我被挑战过。约翰一书很多人不喜欢的。
Let's turn to the New Testament, First John. I've been challenged a few times. A lot of people
do not
like First John. However, First John indeed is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，约翰一书就讲到我们进入方舟，就讲到我们活在主的交通的里面。
First John talks about us entering the ark and living in communion with the Lord.
所以在约翰一书里就特别告诉我们说，我们遵守神的命令，这就是爱他了，并且他的命令不是难守的。
Here it talks about how if we follow his commandment, we love him, and his following his commandments is not difficult.
我们看第三章。
Chapter 3.
我给大家念二十三节。
Verse 23.
这里告诉我们神的命令，这里讲得非常清楚，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
So, 1 John 3:23, and this is his commandment, this is God's commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面。
And the one who keeps his commandments abides in him.
我觉得太稀奇了。
This is amazing.
我们知道我们一信主，我们就有爱弟兄的心。
We know that the minute we're saved by grace, we have this heart, this love to love brothers and sisters.
因为这个生命是一个生命。
Because we all have one life.
所以一个人得救，圣经告诉我们，你怎么知道你得救了？
So the Bible tells you, how do you know you're saved?
当我们去，我们里面有爱弟兄的心，我们就知道我们已经出死入生了。
If we have the love for our brothers and sisters, we know that we are out of death and into life.
所以有时候受洗谈话的时候，我们在那里谈的时候，你会发现灵里面有感觉的。
So when we talk to people for baptism, you know that you have the sense within.
有的这个朋友，他们所有的道理都背的没有问题。
There are some gospel friends who can recite all the theology.
但他不喜欢神的儿女。
However, he does not like children of God.
他说我就受洗得福就可以了。
He feels that I can just be baptized and receive the blessings.
弟兄姊妹，一个人得救非常非常的奇妙。
It is very wondrous and amazing that one person is saved.
它是个生命的故事。
This is a story of life.
不是背一套的道理，参加许多的活动，或者是做一些所谓的公益的事业。
It is not to memorize all these a doctrine and then join all these activities and then do all these righteous deeds.
这是生命的故事。
This is a story of life.
所以这个生命在我们里面，我们就觉得神的儿女真的很可爱。
So when this life is within us, we feel that the brothers and sisters, children of God, are indeed lovely.
这是我们开始得救的时候生命的那一个反应。
This is our natural response when we have been saved.
那后来我们一起配搭侍奉了。
And then afterwards, we start to co-work together.
我发现说，哦，原来这个人原来是这个样子。
Then I realized, oh, his true colors come out.
没想到他原来还会做这种事情。
Ooh, I don't see this is his true colors.
那么这个时候在弟兄相爱，那么你就看见说，虽然说爱，但是里面好像总是隔一层。
However, here when you talk about loving your brothers, even though we say we want to love our brothers, there's something at some hindrance.
主说啊，只要我们遵守这个命令。
The Lord says, as long as you follow this commandment,
别人就认出我们是他的门徒。
Others will see that you are his disciples.
不是说你们每一个人都学会讲道，人家就认出你们是神的门徒。
It is not that you learn how to preach, and by that people recognize you are his disciples.
弟兄姊妹，不是许多的侍奉不重要。
Brothers and sisters, it's not that a lot of these services are not important.
你知道主他所看重的是什么？
Do you know what the Lord highly
esteems? 主在找什么？
What is the Lord seeking?
我们看重的是一些事情。
We highly esteem certain things.
主看事情跟我们看重是真的有着不一样。
How the Lord regards things are different from how we regard things.
主的命令是让我们彼此相爱。
God's commandment is for us to love one another.
这里面又有两个命令，是不是？
There are two commandments again here.
神的命令就让我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
Here in verse 23, first, we have to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
这是不是进方舟呢？
Isn't this entering the ark?
遵守神命令，后面他讲了，遵守神命令，就住在神里面。
Later on in verse 24, it says that the one who keeps his commandments abides in him.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们在这里看得够清楚。
We can see it very clearly here.
这个恩典是主给我们的。
This is indeed a grace given to us by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为说你要得到这个恩典要付多少的代价，是主为你已经付了代价。
It is not that you have to pay a heavy price for this grace that God has already paid for you.
进到至圣所的路已经打开了。
The way into the Holy of Holies have already been inaugurated.
有的时候人以为说我必须得有某种姿势的祷告我才能进到至圣所。
Some people feel like I have to pray in a certain manner before I can enter into the Holy of Holies.
或者我必须得早晨五点钟我才能进到至圣所。
Or it can only be at 5 a.m. that I can go into the Holy of Holies.
迟到了门就关了。
If I'm late, the door will be shut.
我千万不要误会我，你早晨五点钟你亲近神非常好。
Don't misunderstand me. It is very good for you to draw near to God at 5 a.m.
你愿意非常虔诚的听到的时候都跪下来，非常好。
If you're willing to kneel while you listen to a sermon, that's very good.
弟兄姊妹，但是这个恩典，弟兄姊妹，主给我们的时候没有任何条件。
However, this grace that God has given us is unconditional.
没有任何的年龄的限制。
There is no age limit.
就是初中生照样进入。
Even for middle school students, you can
小学生也可以进入的。
Even great elementary students can
enter in. 无论什么年龄，只要我们靠着主来到，凭着简单的信来到神面前，这条路就通了。
By simple faith, as long as you draw near to him, this way is already open for you.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们得胜的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret by which we can be victorious.
不要被仇敌欺骗。
Do not be deceived by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，求主真的在他的话语里给我们这样的光。
We ask the Lord to enlighten me in his word.
让他的话在这照亮我们，让主的话成为我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
May his word enlighten us so that it can become lamp upon our feet and light upon our path.
弟兄姊妹，这一个恩典就是住在主里，这个恩典是随时随在，主已经赐给我们了。
The grace by which we can constantly and continually abide in Christ has already been given to us by the Lord.
什么时候你转向他，他就转向你。
Anytime you turn to him, he will turn to you.
你们亲近神，神就亲近你们。
You draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
你去读那些圣经，有哪些地方还加上一个什么姿势，加上一个什么地方，或者加上一个什么团体，都没有。
The Bible did not mention that it's conditioned upon a place, a time, and an organization.
或者你必须得有某种的 feeling, 有某种的感觉，你才好像进到至圣所。
And it is also by any particular feeling that you can enter into the Holy of Holies.
仇敌骗我们。
The enemy has deceived us.
他让我们今天觉着住在主里，进入方舟，那是天下最难的一件事。
The enemy has deceived us into thinking that entering the ark and abiding in Christ is the most difficult thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们要读主的话语的时候，我们要看见的时候，我们要凭信心就进去了。
When we read the word of God, we need to see that by faith we enter in.
弟兄姊妹，神的话没错。
The word of God is not wrong.
这一个恩典是非常容易得着的。
This grace indeed is easily received.
有弟兄说，这个做比喻我们都听过吗？就好像这个电灯啊，这个电线，所有的这些装置都好了以后，你只要一按那个叫什么开关 switch， 只要你一开那个 switch 就通了。
It's like you have all the electrical infrastructure, you know.There's the wires, the light. You just need to press the switch.
如果什么都没有做好，你怎么按那个 switch 没有用的，对不对
？If the infrastructure were not there, no matter how hard you press the switch, the electricity won't come on.
但是主的恩典是不是告诉我们说已经做成了？刚才有弟兄姊妹常常祷告，我也听到 finished， 弟兄姊妹 ，it is finished.
Earlier we also heard brothers and sisters.Constantly pray that his work is finished.
弟兄姊妹，只要简单的信就进入。
By simple faith, you enter in.
当然，我们知道，当我们在经历的时候，你发现你容易进入，也容易离开，对不对
？However, in our experience, it's easy to enter in, but it's also easy to depart.
很多时候，我们真的碰到了。
A lot of times, we truly has touched him.
但是有的不知不觉，我们离开了。
But unconsciously, we depart from him.
我们失去了主的同在。
We lost the presence of God.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
好像什么都是对的。
It's like everything is correct.
甚至我们所有的追求、我们的聚会，好像各方面都是对的。
All our pursuits, all our assembling, all everything is right.
我们聚会也没有一下减掉多少时间，我们有还延长一点。
Our meeting is not shortened. It's actually prolonged.
有的时候我是要一定要跪着祷告的，是不是？我今天早晨起来的时候，在那躺着的时候就祷告了，我就失去了这个恩典呢
？If I like to kneel when I pray, is it because when I'm lying on my bed while praying, then I lose this grace?
我们觉得好像有的时候怎么摁呢？怎么不通？
Sometimes we feel like no matter how hard we press the switch, there's no electricity.
这个我们这个是我记得是大概是半年前。
About six months ago.
我们那个有一天呢，我太太跟我说，哎呦，说 Daddy 啊，我们的这个炉子坏掉了。
One day my wife told me, the stove was broken.
那是那种电的炉子。
It's an electrical stove.
所以在那个上面，你知道这种比较高，就是我觉得比较高级了。对不起，就是它是比较好清理的，就上面它有层玻璃，你按那个玻璃它就会亮，对不对？
So it's an electrical stove. So it's like glass, and you press something, and then it light up.
我那天拿拳头砸它都不动了。
Even when I use my fist, this light does not come on.
那么就我们就想办法，对吧？你说那至少这个你就赶紧买个新的嘛，对不对
？So we think about different means. Okay, you buy a new stove.
然后你赶紧花钱去请人来修一修嘛。
Or you spend money and get some electrician to look at your stove.
或者你想自己把它打开看看到底出什么毛病。
Or you open the thing up and see what the problem is.
因为他们告诉我这是德国牌子。
Because people told me that this is a German brand.
而且是 made in Germany, 还是在 Germany 做的。
And it's a German brand made in Germany.
所以应该不止就这么两三四年就坏掉了。
It shouldn't break down in just three, four years.
怎么砸也没用了。
No matter how hard we knock on it, it's worthless.
那么有一个弟兄啊，他这方面比较灵啊，比较灵巧啊，他就帮我把那个炉子翻过来。
So we have a brother who is very good in these things, and so he turned over the stove.
他把那个这个是有一个盒子打开，那里面有好多的这个螺丝。
So you turn it over. There's the circuit board. There are many, many screws.
他就扒着看。
And he looked at the screws.
他说有一个高了。
He said one of the screws is taller than the others.
他拿那个螺丝刀这么一拧啊，就通了。
And he put the screwdriver and he screwed it on, and then it's fixed.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候在我们生命中有一个小小的螺丝钉松了。
A lot of times in our daily life, there's this one loose screw.
我们以为炉子坏了。
We thought that the stove is broken. 我们以为说救恩有问题。We feel that maybe our salvation is a problem. Or we feel that the word of God is problematic.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, you can change out your stove, but salvation cannot be changed.
除他以外可别无拯救啊。
There's no other salvation other than him.
弟兄姊妹，救恩从来没有问题的。
Salvation is never the issue.
从哪儿做的这些炉子有一天都会有问题的，就是德国造的也会有问题的。
Even man-made stove, even the ones made in Germany, there will be problems.
但是救恩从来不会有问题的，弟兄姊妹。
However, your salvation will never be problematic.
现在的难处是什么？
But what is your difficulty now?
现在的难处是我们生命中有哪一个螺丝钉松掉了？
But it's in our daily life, there's one loose screw.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们在不知不觉中，那个螺丝松掉了，我们不知道。
A lot of times, unconsciously, we don't even know about this loose screw.
我们用了多少的努力，我们工作，我们摆上，我们做，我们抓老虎，抓什么都抓的，我们真的是忙得不亦乐乎。但是我们里面非常的清楚，我们没有住在基督里。
We may have used all diligence, we may have been out grabbing all kinds of things, tigers, whatnot. However, within us, we know very clearly we do not abide in Christ. Because we don't have the spring.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉是让这个泉源往外流啊。
When you serve, the spring is supposed to be outflowing.
所以你侍奉的时候，里面好像有一个力量，好像有一个喜乐的泉源。
So when you serve, as you serve, there's the spring of joy outflowing.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们所羡慕的呢？
Isn't this something we long for?
所以我们觉得说那是给少数人的恩典。
Even though we may feel that this is a grace bestowed upon a minority.
不，弟兄姊妹，这是给我们每个人的恩典。
No, this is a grace bestowed to every single one of us.
救恩没有问题。
Salvation is not the problem.
哪一个螺丝松了？
However, which one of your screws is loose?
我想我们从主的话，我们时间差不多了，我们稍微提醒一下，我们彼此提醒。
We're running out of time, but we have this mutual reminder.
圣经上说，我心里若注重罪孽，主必不听我。
The Bible says that if I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
诗篇66篇那里特别告诉我们这件事。
This is from Psalm 66.
你知道这个里面我们去看那个注重这个字啊，它是讲到说你一直在那里思想，一直在那里考虑，就是你整个的思想被它给抓住，被它给缠起来了。
In that verse from Psalm 66, the word regard, if I regard wickedness, it's like you are totally consumed by all these thoughts.
罪孽这个词也是非常奇妙的。
Also, the word wickedness is very interesting. I looked up this word. There is the thinking of wickedness. But there are many, many meanings to this word, and within them are worries and concerns.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现，当人的思想里面充满了这些愁苦，充满了这些的被这些的忧虑的思想缠住的时候，我们那个螺丝钉真的松了。You
will know that in your life, if you are consumed by these sorrow and these worries, you indeed will have a loose screw.
主的话说，要保守你的心思，胜过保守一切，一生的果效都从心思发出。
The Lord said, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候，你们如果听这个前面弟兄们做见证，或者有弟兄姊妹他们在这讲道的时候说到，说你知道吗？这个有的时候人真的受到很多的控告。
You may hear from testimonies from brothers from before that a lot of times men get under a heavy condemnation.
因为很多时候不知道从哪来的污秽的思想，黑暗的思想，甚至败坏犯罪的思想，就跑到我们心思里了。Because
all these filthy thoughts, dark thoughts, corrupt thoughts just come into our mind and our hearts.
我们就拼命的认罪，我们就主啊，我真的是败坏，在我里面毫无良善。So
we constantly repent before the Lord and say, there's nothing good in me.
所以我们听到见证就是说，其实你不需要这么折腾。
However, the testimony we've heard is that you don't need to be bothered with this.
因为我们的思想是没有墙垣的。
Because our thoughts don't have walls.
它没有像这一圈的这一圈的墙，那么仇敌的那个火箭呢，就射不进来，没有办法的。我们的思想是没有墙垣的，仇敌常常把这些污秽败坏的思想像火箭一样射到我们思想里。
Our thoughts is not like a city with fortified walls where, you know, if the enemy wants to shoot a missile in, you have walls. But our heart is not like that.
所以你听到见证说，我们没有办法拦阻这乌鸦呀在我们头上飞，你没办法的。
Therefore, you hear testimony that you cannot prevent ravens from flying over your head.
但是你可以让这些乌鸦不在你头上做窝，这是可以的。
But you can keep the ravens from making a nest out of your hair.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，多少的时候仇敌把一些的思想射到我们思想里面，我们在那一直的注重一直的思想，最后被他缠住。弟兄姊妹，我们这个螺丝钉松了。
A lot of times the enemy would shoot some thought into our hearts and we would be consumed with it. And therefore we have this loose screw.
弟兄姊妹，乌鸦哈飞到我头上，我一般的比较讨厌的。
When ravens fly over my head, it's a little bothersome.
我不知道谁喜欢乌鸦，我觉得乌鸦不好看。
I don't like ravens myself.
虽然是神造，但是我觉得长得不好看。
Even though a raven is made by God, they don't look good.
我有一次去一个地方啊，真有意思。我那天出去这个散步的时候，有一个非常漂亮的鸟，它飞到我的头上。
One day I was taking a stroll, and there's this very beautiful bird, and it's flying over my head.
这个两个翅膀旁边都是那个鲜红色的，好漂亮。
And its two wings are very bright red. It's very beautiful.
你知道吗？很多时候我们觉得，如果是仇敌的火箭，那一定是污秽的，一定是黑暗的，一定是犯罪的。
So a lot of
不一定的。
So a lot of times when we feel that if it's a missile from the enemy, it's of course dark and ugly. It's not necessarily true.
有的时候我甚至觉得那个鸟好像鸽子一样。
Sometimes they're like masqueraded as doves.
你知道鸽子在圣经里是说到圣灵吗？
You know that doves typifies the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
哦，我觉得是不是神提醒我？
Maybe God is reminding me.
有一次我们真的是我们因为需要一些非常重要的文件。
One time we really needed some very important documents.
你知道有一天就有一个像鸽子一样的飞鸟就来了。
There's this dove that came.
它就是让我想起这个文件恐怕你要去找一找，恐怕有人要把它挪开。
This dove is like, you may need to look to find this document. Someone may be trying to remove it.
真的证实了，真的找不到啊。
And truly, I could not locate that document.
我觉得哦，这可能是圣灵提醒我。
So then I realized maybe the Holy Spirit is reminding me.
你知道这开始就开始想起来了，这思想就开始绕了。
Then my mind starts to churn.
你知道这个围绕这个，我觉得是鸽子就开始绕起来了。
And this thought around the dove starts to churn and churn and churn.
你知道到了一个地步，连我孩子都觉得说 Daddy, what are you doing?
To a certain point that even my children are saying, Daddy, what are you doing?
你这脸怎么黑了？
How come your face is black?
我觉得神提醒我。
I felt like God is reminding me.
感谢主，主借着孩子这样提醒我。
I thank the Lord that the Lord used my children to remind me.
后来我去祷告，里面感觉说，你不要怀疑这个，怀疑那个。
When I went into prayer, within me, I got the sense that don't be suspicious of this or that.
虽然这个鸟看起来好像挺漂亮。
Even though this bird looks very beautiful.
它恐怕是那个乌鸦外面沾了几个鸽子的翅膀，沾了几个。鸽子的这个羽毛
，It's just a raven masqueraded with a feather from a dove.
哦，弟兄姊妹，不要以为这个乌鸦飞到我们头上的时候都是那么黑的。
Don't feel like when the ravens are above your head, they're always dark.
有的时候我们觉得那是体贴我们的。
Sometimes we feel that these thoughts are mindful of us.
那是提醒我们的。
They're reminding us of something.
值得我们去把它好好的想一想的。
It is worthy for us to dwell our minds on those thoughts.
在不知不觉中，我们那个螺丝就松了。
unconsciously, your screw is loose.
所以我们老觉得怎么老享受不到神的同在呢？
So why is it that I feel that I cannot enjoy the presence of the Lord?
甚至你都觉得你要去认罪，你就有的时候真的就好像说付什么代价，总是好像摸不着感觉一样。
And you're constantly repenting of your sins, and you want to pay the price, but you can't get that sense.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌在骗我们。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy is deceiving us.
他在我们思想里面来骗我们。
In our mind, the enemy is deceiving us.
所以那一次啊，我就去祷告，我就想说，也许啊，我再去找找，可能是我们家太太把它藏起来了。
So as I pray more, I was thinking maybe my wife has put them away.
因为那一个 document 那一个文件是非常非常重要的。
Because that document was a very important document.
他可能怕说这个随随便便放，万一对吧？万一丢掉了以后，真的很难办。
Maybe my wife was concerned that if we lose that document, it's very very problematic.
所以还真的找到了。
So indeed, I located the document.
原来是我太太把它藏起来。
My wife indeed has hid the document.
哦，你知道吗，弟兄姊妹，在那好几天的日子，我真的是完全活在软弱黑暗的里面。
Those few days, I was totally living in weakness and darkness.
你怎么弄？它不会 on 的，因为它已经松掉了嘛。
No matter what you do, the it can't get on because the screw is loose.
弟兄姊妹。神的恩典非常宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, the grace of God is very precious.
神的恩典从来没改变。
The grace of God has never changed.
神何等巴望他的儿女随时随地享受他同在的祝福。
How the Lord desires for all the children of God to enjoy the presence of His.
但是在不知不觉中，我们生命中有些的螺丝松掉了。
However, unconsciously, some of our screws in our life.Get loose.
让我们怀疑。
Then suspicion comes in.
让我们里面有些的思想是复杂的思想。
Then we have complex thoughts.
好像我们觉得我们周围好像很多的仇敌一样。
It's as if we feel like there are many, many enemies around us.
其实真正的仇敌早已经藏起来了。
Because the true enemy has already hidden himself.
我们以为的仇敌都不是仇敌。
The enemies that we thought were our enemies are not enemies indeed.
是不是这样的？
Isn't that so?
我说是用哪一个人把那个资料给藏起来了？
Because I was thinking somebody has hidden the document.
那是什么目的？
What kind of purpose is behind this?
那背后不知道在想什么。
There may be all these complicated motivations.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹，当你被这些的黑暗的东西抓住的时候，你的思想会一直想下去的。
You know that when you're captured by these dark thoughts, you would continue on and on and on.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们今天要认识神的恩典有多么的浩大。
Today we have to realize how vast the grace of God is.
弟兄姊妹，其实有的时候就是一个小小的螺丝钉松掉了，我们怎么样的努力，就是不能够得着那一个好像那个活水的泉源。
Sometimes it's just one little loose screws, but no matter how hard we try, we cannot receive the spring of joy.
仇敌何等愿意。好像还不光说装成光明的天使，我都觉得他有的装成那个非常美丽的鸟飞到你的头上。
The enemy, not only does he dress up as the angels of light, sometimes they just masqueraded as a beautiful bird on above your head.
他是乌鸦，但他穿上非常漂亮的羽毛。
It's a raven, but it's masqueraded in beautiful feathers.
弟兄姊妹，靠着主恩典弃绝。
By the grace of the Lord, reject it.
不让这样的思想在我们里面做窝。
Do not let these kinds of thoughts make a nest inside you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，何等宝贵啊！
How precious!
其实我们今天啊，住在主里面，是主为我们流血，为我们上十字架，为我们成功这伟大的救恩带给我们的福气。
Being able to abide in Christ is the great blessing by which he crucified on the cross and ushered in salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们最宝贵、最宝贵的在地上的生活的这样的一个泉源。
This is the most precious spring by which God has given us while we are on this earth.
我想我们没有时间了。
We are running out of time.
但是我们在神面前，我们真的要看见弟兄姊妹。事实上来讲，你知道我们今天是在神的这一个真的太宝贵的恩典的里面。
So we truly need to see that we're in this precious grace of God.
仇敌常常在我们的头上，他真的要做窝呀。
The enemy constantly wants to make a nest in us.
多少时候一个怀疑的思想。
Sometimes it's a suspicious thought.
一下让我们就失去了与主的连结。
Instantly, you lose your union with the Lord.
我们要在神面前要看见我们的神何等的爱我们。
We need to see how our God loves us.
我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
We need to wear the helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们要思想救恩，不思想飞鸟。
We need to meditate on our salvation, not on these flying birds.
不要让这些飞鸟在我们头上做窝。
We would not allow these flying birds to make a nest out of our hair.
弟兄姊妹，得胜本来就是我们的。
Salvation belongs to us.
弟兄姊妹，这个得胜真的就是主已经为我们成就了。
The victory has already been accomplished by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵的一件事情。
This is indeed a very precious thing.
我想早上我们实在没有太多的时间继续的来思想。其实弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？如果我们真的常常我们的思想里面被仇敌这些东西这样霸占的时候。
We don't have much time left, but if your thoughts are consumed by these thoughts from the enemy,
弟兄姊妹，你会发现说我们那个螺丝就松了。
You realize your screw is loose.
只要有一个螺丝松就可以了。
You just need one loose screw.
我们那个打开以后，发现那里面至少有八个还几个，忘了，就松了一个。
On my electric stove, when we open up the circuit board, there are eight screws. Only one is loose.
不需要太多。
You don't need too many loose screws.
弟兄姊妹，求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord be gracious, merciful to us.
让我们看见这一个救恩多么宝贵，多么伟大啊！
So that we can see how great and so how precious this salvation is.
弟兄姊妹，我们是时时刻刻可以活在主的恩典里面的。
Moment by moment, day in day out, we can live in the grace of God.
仇敌只要做这一件事情，让我们那个一个小小的螺丝钉松掉，我们整个的生活就瘫痪了。
The enemy just needs to create one loose screw in our lives, and our entire life is topsy turvy.
一点点的怀疑的思想。
A small suspicious thought.
有的时候一点点的那个不信任的思想。
Or a thought that is not trusting.
弟兄姊妹，这些让我们一下子好像我们这个电炉就没电了。
It's like our electric stove does not have power.
仇敌还欺骗我说你这个炉子坏了。
And then the enemy dared to deceive us and say the stove is broken.
是救恩，它根本就不 work. 这救恩根本就是那传道人讲的。
The salvation is not working. This is just something that a preacher preached.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌在这个时候，他一定出来骗我们的。
At this time, the enemy will surely come out to deceive us.
你要想属灵，你等着吧。
You want to be spiritual, just wait.
那得等到你这个头发至少要白一点嘛。
Your hair needs to turn a little whiter.
我白不是因为年纪大，不是。你知道这个，你知道仇敌在这里面告诉我们说，如果你坐在前面两排，你们这么年轻，你们不会享受救恩的。
If you're sitting on the first two rows, the enemy is telling you, you will not enjoy salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前要看见，弟兄姊妹，这一个救恩呢，给我们那真的是太宝贵了。
We really need to see how precious this salvation is.
简单的信就进入。
By simple faith, you enter.
就活在神的同在里面。
You abide in the presence of God.
得胜本来就是我们的。
Victory is ours.
得胜不是努力出来的。
You do not gain victory by diligence.
得胜是在基督的里面。
You are only victorious in Christ.
只要和基督连在一起就是得胜。
When you are in union with Christ, you are victorious.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们时间到了。
Our time is up.
但我觉得在神的面前，我们真的要看见这一个，在我们今天读的这个挪亚的这个故事的里面。
However, we truly need to see from the story we read about Noah today.
我们看见在这里面实在是太宝贵了。
We see this very precious lesson.
这里面让我们看见说，挪亚哈，他没有好像把腿都跑断了去抓这些的动物。
Noah did not, you know, run around haggard looking for these animals.
挪亚也不是躺在睡大觉。
But however, Noah is not just lying there in slumber.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多人以为说我们住在主里就什么都不做了。
A lot of people feel that if you abide in the Lord, you don't do anything.
仇敌不是这样的欺骗我们，就是这样欺骗我们。
The enemy either deceives you this way or that way.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说这个救恩在我们身上实在太奇妙了。
We see that this salvation in us is indeed amazing.
所以圣经上有的时候说这个你要这个不能照着别人的这个直接问的那个话呀你回答他。
Therefore, the Bible sometimes says, do not answer a direct question.
而且呢同时说呢你还得照着他所问的回答他。
But at the same time, it also says, answer the exact question you're being asked.
弟兄姊妹我们怎么做
What are we supposed to do?
又要照着，又不要照着。
Are we supposed to answer the direct question or not?
弟兄姊妹，那个秘诀就是和主连在一起嘛。
The secret is union with the Lord.
太奇妙了。
It is so wondrous.
我想我们时间到了。
Time's up.
但感谢主，我们相信哈，我们相信主他给我们成功的这个救恩哈。实在不是等到我们七老八十的时候我们还尝到一点点的味道。
But the salvation that God has given us is not until we're 70s or 80s and to taste a little bit of.
从我们信主的那一刹那开始。
From the moment you're saved.
弟兄姊妹这个救恩就是我们天天可以经历的。
This salvation is something you can experience daily.
不要让仇敌来欺骗我们。
Do not be deceived by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹让我们在神的面前来认识这一个奇妙的恩典。
Let's understand this amazing grace.
不要让仇敌把我们和主之间的这一个活的交通把它断掉。
Do not let the enemy cut off the living communion between you and the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们何等感谢你。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
你所赐给我们的救恩是何等的浩大，何等的宝贵。
The salvation you've given us is how vast and how precious.
从我们一开始信你开始，你这个救恩的恩典就在我们的身上。
From the moment we believe in you, the salvation is in us.
这一个活水的泉源就在我们的里面。
This living spring is within us.
求主早晨在这里借着你自己的话语来提醒我们。
May the Lord use his own words to remind us this morning.
如果我们今天好像和这个活水的泉源断了。
If we are cut off from this living spring.
让我们来到你的面前。
Let us come into your presence.
让你的圣灵的光来启示我们。
May your enlightening light of the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
到底哪个地方那个螺丝松掉了。
Show us where we have the loose screw.
用我们的主啊我们知道你向着我们的那个恩典是何等的浩大。
We know how vast your grace toward us is.
实在超过我们一切所求所想。
It is beyond all we can imagine or expect.
愿我们在你面前都能有这样生命的经历。
May we all have this true experience in life.
常常让你自己的活水的泉源一直涌流在我们的里面。
Constantly enable this living spring to flow out in us.
不仅让我们个人过得胜的生活，让你的教会也在地上成为你自己荣耀的见证。
So that individually we can lead a victorious life, and your church will also have a glorious testimony on this earth.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.